Theater is on the air.
It's Flyers on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yo, lady, yeah. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoop and holler at the moon.
Partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. To Slim, the man of many hats.
That's me.
Put in Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spinner inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yolin' adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle the tune. We're gonna hoot and holler at the moon. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now, with the 2,198th performance of their fairy tale career, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes. Welcome to the lovely Emory Theater tonight, and those of you out in Radio Land, welcome to Riders Radio Theater. And thank you, Texas Bixbender, the foremost purveyor of poultry in the Western world. It's a deep and abiding thrill to be with you here tonight, Saddle Pals. Here are the cowpokes, ready to ride only for you. He's lean, he's mean, he's a working girl's dream, he's too slim.
Gosh, thanks, folks. You know, Texas Bix?
Yeah.
I saw a headline today. Apparently some rural farmers are disappointed in some of the baby chicks they ordered from you.
Oh, that can't be true, Slim.
Well, the headline said, Hicks, Nicks, Bix Chicks.
Whoa, Slim. I saw that headline. You just remembered it wrong, partner. It said,
right.
Slick Chicks, Pick Bix.
Oh,
that's it.
That's different.
You're telling me. Speaking of different... The king of the cowboy fiddlers, Woody Paul!
Boys, we have an extremely intelligent listenership, and there's a lot of things that rhyme with Nicks and Hicks and Bix and Chicks, and I'm sure they could use their imagination to come up with a lot of entertaining rhymes of their own.
Thank you for that, Woody.
Good.
That was an ad lib, wasn't it?
It's not in my script, I know that.
I can't find it anywhere.
I figured it would turn out pretty good, though.
Uh-huh. Right, you are.
It's my pleasure to introduce the Northern Star, the bright light we all revolve around, Ranger Doug.
That's the guy.
Thank you. Dean and Roy had to leave it to someone that might as well be me. And our orchestra, under the demanding direction of the Pasha of Polka, Joey, the Cow Polka King! We're gonna head down south of the border for our first tune for a little tribute to the cockroach.
My cucaracha, my cucaracha, got a carriage coming up. Begin a business, begin a volta. But I wanna give him up. The cucaracha, the cucaracha, got a carriage coming up. Begin a business, begin a volta. But I wanna give him up. La muchacha de Las Vegas, muy tasa de gaditas. Por eso no pede cueña. Son las ánimas benditas. La cucaracha, la cucaracha. Ya no quieres caminar. Porque no tienes, porque le falta. But I wanna give him up.
La muchacha mexicana, son las lindas una flor. Y hablando dulcemente, y encantan de amor.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha. Ya no quieres caminar. Porque no tienes, porque le falta. But I wanna give him up.
Beneath the silvery moon of Mexico, sweethearts slowly strolling to and fro, while the stars above like lanterns glow, with a little love song they all know.
They all know this song.
When the señorita hears the tune, her eyes glisten, for she knows that soon
it won't be long now.
There will be a happy honeymoon when she hears her sweetheart coon.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha, ya la quieres caminar. Beginner tennis, beginner bunda. Marijuana que fuma. La cucaracha, la cucaracha, ya la quieres caminar. Beginner tennis, beginner bunda. Marijuana que fuma. La cucaracha,
la cucaracha,
la cucaracha.
That is Radio Theater. Will go on and on following this mega meaty message from Mammoth Broadcasting. Here's director of fall programming, El Philo, Larry Mammoth.
It's the hottest show on the airwaves. It'll make you laugh till you bust a gusset. It's coming soon to a radio near you. It's the sensation sweeping the nation. It's America's favorite home audios. Yes, zany audio antics, unplanned disasters, truly tasteless tapes. This week, your family will giggle at our new feature, Ethnic Waiters Falling Downstairs. You'll squeal when you see overweight Americans getting their fingers caught in car doors.
Hey, let me help you with that there, darling.
Everybody loves pets. Everybody loves to see a kitty cat get too close to a red-hot toaster. Yes, America's funniest home audios. Keep your tape recorders running 24 hours a day and enter our weekly funniest audio contest. Every week we give away a Samsung recorder valued at $15. At the end of the season, a grand prize totaling $100 plus some nearly blank tapes. Remember last year's winner, the immortal turkey truck being hit by a freight train? Tune in this week and keep your ears open, folks, for America's funniest home audios. You just might hear yourself.
To enter the funniest home audio contest, send your edited cassette tape plus a $9.99 handling fee to Mammoth Audio, P.O. Box 761-831-480-284-937-654, Duper, Ohio 45206, and please send cash. No checks, please. Consult local listings for time and station for America's funniest home audios.
Hey, America, we hear you.
And now it's time for the hugely popular Riders Radio Theater feature, Cowboys in Space. Here's your host, Ranger Doug.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to
Cowboys in Space,
the show that dares to place an average cowpoke in orbit. Here's theoretical physicist and former Volkswagen mechanic, Dr. Woody Paul. Woody. 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 Slim, where's Woody?
Oh, no, not this again. Hey, I come to rehearsal, don't I? I get to the show on time, don't I? It really hacks me off when Woody just skips out and goes to the golf course. Who does he think he is, Mr. God's gift to show business?
Easy, Slim, easy. If Woody's not here, he must have a great reason.
Yeah.
He wouldn't miss a show or a rehearsal for just a stupid golf game. It wouldn't be the cowboy way.
Well, I guess not. Gee, I hope he's all right. He's supposed to host this segment of Cowboys in Space. And he didn't make it to rehearsal either.
I don't know. Hey, here he comes now. Well, mighty nice that you could join us, Woody.
Oh, gosh, hi, fellas. Man, you should have seen me, Ranger Doug. I found out if I just move up 2 inches on the ball, I get 15 more yards out of every drive.
Great, Woody. Meanwhile, the show grinds to a halt, and you're supposed to host this segment.
Slim, mellow out, man. Relax. Take up golf. Look, I read a million of these scripts. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to play these parts.
Oh, yes, you do.
Boys, we have to get on with this. Begin. Rocket scientist Woody Paul has just finished buckling the life support system onto the astronaut, and the countdown begins.
T-minus 30 and counting.
Gosh, how does this thing work? What does this hook into?
Now, good luck, mister. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to play these parts.
He straps the unwilling, mustachioed comedic bass player to his molded launch couch
High
atop a Saturn V booster rocket.
Wait a minute. Now I have to be the astronaut? No way. Let me out of here. I'm not going to put my life in the hands of an Arnold Palmer wannabe.
Gee, good luck, Slim.
The scientist points out the crucial abort and escape button.
Well, which one is it, Woody?
Well, maybe it's that blue one over there.
Oh, no.
Gizmo.
That green gizmo, that yellow one, or that would make sense.
Three, one.
Help, Texas Biggs, help.
Oh, all right. The countdown was halted due to a technical glitch.
Countdown halted. Technical glitch.
Wow. Hey, here's the problem. It's this Johnson rod. I'll just twist it here and...
What?
Countdown continues. Minus one. Zero. Blast off. We have ignition.
No. Woody!
Good luck, Slim. I hear you can really hit a ball a long way up there.
That's all the time we have for Cowboys.
Now hold up, hold it, hold it right there, Texas Bix Bender. Just one doggone minute. When does Slim get back? We're going to need him to say, "Great idea, Ranger Doug," or "Blood on the radio."
You got that right. We'll figure something out. You know, things have a way of working out around here.
Well, I hope they do. Let's go on with this thing.
Now here again are riders in the sky.
Well,
most of them anyway.
Thank you. People have been asking us for kind of a yodeling spectacular, and I picked one out here. I'll have to do it by myself, I guess. We don't have a bass player or anything. Side me, can you play that thing? Anybody can play a bass.
Pick anybody can play the bass. Moosh. In my opinion, he's way overpaid anyway. Moosh.
I'm with you, but let's do chime bells for these folks. Yodeling spectacular of alpine proportions. Out on a mountain so happy and free, there lives my sweetheart, she's waiting for me. Out on a lake we will drift with the tide, and hear those chime bells ring. Chime bells are ringing, yodo-dee-odo-dee. Mockingbird singing, yodo-dee-odo-dee. Sleep my little lover, yodo-dee-odo-dee, upon the summer's eve. Odo-dee-o, yodo-dee-o, yodo-dee.
Gators reverse.
Moonbeams are dancing as I kissed her there. Starlight was shining, perfume filled the air. Each little star seemed to twinkle with glee as heaven smiled on me. Chime bells are ringing, yodo-dee-odo-dee. Mockingbirds singing, yodo-dee-odo-dee. Sleep, my little lover, yodo-dee-odo-dee, upon the summer's eve. Odo-dee-o, yodo-dee-odo-dee.
Radio Theater is a mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WBXU. This program is being taped live at the Emory Theater in the Queen City of the West, Cincinnati, Ohio. Stay with us, Saddlebags. We'll be right back. Here's a little of a swinging tune that came west with the pioneers, my old Kentucky home. Welcome back, Buckaroos and Buckarettes. You're listening to Riders Radio Theater.
Wah. Wah.
And now Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 5 of the exciting Western melodrama, Return of the Phantom. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, while the idol of American youth has been operating under the amnesia-induced delusion that he is Don Ricardo Proboscis, a legendary 17th century mass defender of water rights, the Riders have lost their ranch to the dirty dealing Slocum, and the whole fat valley has basically gone to pot. Slocum, in addition to all his other crimes, has kidnapped Miss Marm and is holding her as a guest in the old Miller's cave. Meanwhile, believing themselves to be hot on the trail of Miss Marm's kidnappers, High Sheriff Drywall and his posse of two slim Woody Fallen side meat have unknowingly lost that trail and are now chasing themselves around and around a big mesa in the middle of nowhere. Charlie, in the meantime, has reported back to his boss, who is at a secret construction site near the banks of the Tumbleweed River.
This is a destruction site, not a construction site, Charlie. We're going to set off a load of nitro at the end of that tunnel and drain the river into a series of underground caverns that run all along this end of the valley.
Right. Slocum then ordered Charlie to drive a tanker truck full of nitroglycerin into the tunnel. This Charlie did, but before he got out of the truck, instead of turning on the nitro stabilizing system, which prevents little things like closing the door from setting the nitro off, he turned the radio on instead.
Now it's time for the ominous accordion music hour.
Oh, I hate accordions. I better get back to the boss.
The radio, of course, is a marvelous invention, but it will not stabilize 20 tons of liquid nitroglycerin. As Charlie quickly finds out.
Hey, that ominous polka music's kind of catchy.
And now episode 5, entitled The Big Bang, Fact or Fiction. A stunned Slocum stands beside a small construction hut and watches as tons of good old western soil collapses on what once was a tunnel.
Wow, what a blast. It's not how I planned it, but that ought to do the job, all right. Let's just see if it did. I can look at the river from here through these binoculars. Yes! It did it! The river's definitely drying up! It worked! I gotta get into town and make some phone calls. It's time to get the ball rolling.
Faithful listeners will no doubt note that Slocum in his glee has forgotten something, namely Charlie. Meanwhile, back at the chase. Hold that chase for a second, boy. Hold that chase. It seems we have an unscheduled rocket crash at this juncture of our story.
Man.
Would that be you, Too Slim?
You were expecting Jerry Clower, maybe. Boy, howdy, yeah, it is.
Rough flight, was it?
Boy, howdy, yeah, it was. Woo.
But you're all right.
Well, yeah, I guess I am. How about that?
Yes, boy, howdy, how about that?
Wow.
We are about to commence the chase scene, and I believe you're in it, so you might want to get on your horse over there and rejoin the posse.
Okay, I sure do. Thanks, Texas Bix. You better get back to the cereal now.
Right. Joey, back to the chase, please. Meanwhile, back at the chase. After approximately 10,000 circuits around the mesa, Sheriff Drywall and his posse have still not caught themselves.
Whoa! Hold up, man. Hold up, man. Hold up.
What now?
Bad news, boys. These tracks show 3 more cowboys and another old geezer on a mule joined up with them.
Holy cow, how many does that make?
Well, near as I can tell, this band of outlaws we're following pretty much equals the population of 2 or 3 of the smaller European countries. Not to mention every mule and old geezer cook on the planet.
Gosh, that's pretty frightening, all those outlaws.
Not near as frightening as all them geezer cooks and their mules.
Well, now they say an army travels on its stomach, and everybody knows a geezer cook travels on a mule.
What are we going to do, Sheriff Drywall?
Yeah, they have us outnumbered about 40,000 to 1.
That's a good point, Too Slim.
Thank you.
Let's see. It's almost sundown, so they'll be making camp soon. If we could get a bunch of federal marshals up here, we could sneak up and surprise them while they're bedding down.
Great idea, Sheriff Drywall.
It is? I mean, yeah, sure is. I'll phone the president. He's probably on vacation, though. I know. I'll call Quail. That's what I'll do. I'll call Quail. And well, as I see it, boys, there's just too many of them for us to handle by ourselves. I think you boys ought to just make camp here and wait for the marshals. I'll go on ahead and follow them to their camp, and I'll make the phone call on the way, and then I'll come back and meet up with you and the marshals, and then we'll go capture the whole bunch of them.
Okay, good luck, Sheriff Drywall.
Too Slim, when you're a professional, you don't need good luck, partner. Yeah, get up.
While the High Sheriff sets off in hot pursuit of himself, a certain sleazy land developer is making some slimy phone calls.
Ah, hello. Wait a minute. Hadn't gone through yet. Only an idiot would talk before it went through. Oh, hello. Is this you, Slick? This is you-know-who. Right. How are things at Rocky Flats? Aw, tough. The EPA again, huh? Well, cheer up. I'm open for business down here and taking anything you got if the price is right. Heavy metals? No problem. Ship them in. Radioactive waste? Great. Look, Slick, don't bother to ask. We take it all. Okay, tell your drivers to come into Tumbleweed Valley and stop at the Robert Johnson Crossroads. Someone will be there to show them where to go. Okay? So long. This is easy.
Hello? East German Toxic Waste Disposal Department?
Yeah, this is you-know-who.
Yeah.
The dump is open.
Yeah.
Boy, this is gonna make me rich. What the? Who the? Charlie?
Right.
Oh, Charlie. Charlie, you did a great job. The river's draining.
Slocum, I was nearly crushed and almost drowned.
Yeah, oh, too bad, Charlie.
Yeah, it was.
No, I really mean it. But hey, you're okay, right? The job's done, right?
You just ran off and left me, Slocum. I had to chew and punch and claw my way through 50 tons of dirt and rock. Then I drank half the river before I got out. It wasn't pleasant. Boss.
Charlie, you cut me to the bone when you say I just ran off and left.
That's not all
you.
I'm gonna do.
I have so much respect for you, I knew you'd get out of there okay. And when you did, I knew you'd want to know I was here making big deals that will make us both rich.
Rich?
Rich, Charlie. We're open for business now and the deals are rolling in. We're the only place in the world that'll take literally any kind of garbage. I'm talking Fernald. I'm talking every place. Before we're done, this valley will be one big toxic landfill from end to end and we'll be rich beyond our wildest dreams.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I knew you.
While this evil duo gloats, the law is preparing to strike. High Sheriff Drywall, after rounding the same mesa for the umpteenth time, spied a small campfire on the trail ahead. And now, after dismounting and hiding his horse in some brush, he's sneaking up for a closer look.
Oh, God. These dang rocks are sharp. All right, I can see them good now. Looks like two cowboys and one of them old geezer cooks. I wonder where the rest of them are. I know. These guys are left behind as lookouts. Pretty clever bunch of outlaws. Say, this is a lot like that Tex Ritter movie, Undercover High Sheriff. He was out of bullets and outnumbered 50-1. Let's see now. What was it he did? Oh, yeah. He surrounded them and they gave up. I'll do the same thing. I'll holler from here and tell them that they're surrounded and they better give up. Then I'll run from place to place all around them and yell something at them each time till they believe me and then give up. This'll be fun. All right, here goes.
All right, you men down there, give it up. We've got you surrounded. Ain't that right, Wyatt?
That's right. Yes, sirree, that's right. I heard that.
Down in the riders' camp, the ruse has its desired effect.
Holy cow, what's going on?
It must be the outlaws.
Oh, they've got us surrounded.
Give up or we'll blast you.
There's thousands of them. We don't stand a chance.
We'll have to give up and hope the marshals get here in time to save us.
No!
We give up.
Don't shoot.
Don't shoot.
All right. Move into the light of your campfire there with your hands up.
We better do as they say.
Okay, here we are.
Okay.
Keep your hands up there and you got nothing to worry about. Ha ha, I sure fooled you, dumb outlaws. Keep them hands up now. I'm gonna raise your rights. You got the right to remain silent.
Wait a minute. Sheriff Drywall, is that you?
Yeah, but Kent, keep quiet while I finish reading you your... Hey, wait a minute. Is that you too, Slim?
Well, yes.
Gosh, I didn't know you turned bad.
Well, I haven't turned bad.
Well, is that you, Woody?
Yep. Man, this is me too.
Well, I know what, I can smell you.
Oh, you there you can you? Well, congratulations, Drywall. You just captured your own posse. Mouse!
Drywall's lightning intellect quickly apprises the situation, and he wastes no time in canceling the marshals he'd ordered, and since, in his own words, the local sheriff has everything well in hand. Meanwhile, folks all across the Tumbleweed Valley are beginning to notice a significant drop in water pressure.
This shower's so nice, it makes me feel like singing. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam and a maid cleans up after them. Hey, what happened to the water? Homer, are you washing that nag of yours again?
Dry up, Mary June. It ain't Saturday. Sit down, Mama.
But as the water level drops on the surface of the valley, below the ground, in every cave in the valley, the water levels are rising. Even in a certain secret cave where a certain phantom of the valley is at his giant accordion, working on his masterpiece entitled Don Ricardo's Descendant.
My nose. My nose tells me that something is very wrong here. What could it be? Surely nothing has invaded my inner sanctum. Perhaps I should look around. I'll set my accordion grande down here. What shall I see? Everything looks pacifico. Still, my nose is never, never wrong. I think it will soon be time for the Phantom of the Valley to ride again. That's strange. I hear my theme, but my accordion grande is over there floating down the stream. Something is wrong here.
Yes, something is most definitely wrong, and nowhere more so than in a nearby cavern called Miller's Cave, where the water is also rising as a frightened but brave Miss Marm struggles against the ropes that hold her prisoner.
Oh, the water's really rising. I've got to get loose and get out of here. Oh, it's no use. I'm domed.
Is Miss Marm domed?
I meant doomed.
Of course you did. Where will the Phantom's nose lead him? And will Tumbleweed Valley become the world's dirty backyard? To find the answers to these truly tropical questions.
You mean topical.
Of course I did. As I was saying, to find the answers to these and many more topical questions, be near a radio, same time, same station next week when we present episode 6 of Phantom of the Valley entitled Dumps Are Us. It's a grimy, putrid quagmire of unadulterated melodrama you won't want to miss, and it's coming only to this Theater of the Mind. Now here again are America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, thank you. We'd like to remind you all to tune in same time, same station next week for another thrilling adventure of Riders Radio Theater. Until we meet again, so long, saddle pal.
The cast and guests of Riders Radio Theater among at the Quality Hotel Central in Norwood, Ohio. For more information on Riders in the Sky, Tuesday's Mercantile, or Riders in the Sky International Fan Club, write to Riders in the Sky, Post Office Box 277, Whites Creek, Tennessee, 37189. Riders Radio Theater was conceived, written, produced, and directed by Riders in the Sky, along with yours truly, Texas Big Spender. Our production foreman is Campfire Burt. Sound effects wrangler is Big Zeno Klinger. For WVXU, executive producer is J.C. Doc King. Producers Lasso and Larry Ashcraft. Coordinating producer is Chuck Wagonmaster Ingram. Chief engineer, Jamboree J. Crawford. Recording director, Gallivan George Son. Sound effects honcho is Winchester Jim Springfield. Stage manager is Solid L. Ron Esposito. So long, everybody. We'll see you next week on Riders Radio Theater.
This is the VXU Radio Network.